Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo. I am a
passenger. Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Debbie Meyer. Right. DebbieMeyer.com, M-E-Y-E-R.com is the website. Cake cutter, the green bags, the green boxes, the green whatever, all the different things. And the cake cutter. Did I mention the cake cutter? Guys, check that out. What else? And oh, the sponge, the genius sponge, right?
Yes.
And you're going to be on HSN again Saturday?
Saturday all day, three times a day.
Wow. Good for you. And then you can buy the stuff in the stores, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
So check it out. And if you're in South Korea, she's big in South Korea. That's the truth. So check it out over there if you're ever in South Korea. Buy her stuff over there. Hey, Debbie, we're talking about what happens after you're gone. And we earlier talked about what happens to your digital life. How do you deal with those things? You should tell people all the accounts you have. Somebody make a record of it or something so you can give it to somebody who can protect it so they can close those things up like you're – like your LinkedIn account or your Facebook account. Close those things up.
On your computer.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have a password to the computer. So, but I want to change subjects a little bit. So a while back, I realized, as I travel quite a bit like you, I realized a while back that if the plane goes down, who would know what to do with my stuff, you know, and of course if my wife if she doesn't go with me, she would know how to resolve things. But oftentimes we travel together, and I sat down and I started writing out some instructions that I thought needed to be done, and I thought I'd knock it out pretty quick. Well, pages later, I finally felt like I wrapped up and sent it to the appropriate people. But I didn't realize how much stuff, how much stuff would need to be resolved that currently no one would know exactly where to go, who to turn to, who to call, how to unplug, that sort of thing. It was a long list. What do you think?
I think it's not until you concentrate on a subject like that you actually start to dig deeper and take a real dive into what all the detail would actually be. And it's so vitally important. It doesn't, like you said, you know, you travel with your wife. I travel with my husband, who's my business partner. And I don't think anybody would know what to do with any stuff. And I know everybody hates the subject. Everybody thinks, well, I don't want to think about this now, or I don't want to do this. But
It happens. People get run over by trucks. They drop dead, whatever. But I've seen businesses that were left in a lurch like that, where maybe the spouse doesn't work in the business, and they show up, and the employees say, he kept that to himself. We don't know anything about how that worked. We don't know how to get into these accounts. You know, he managed all that himself or herself. And you've got to find somebody that can step in as your proxy, especially. I mean, if there's no family member who knows what's going on, and never mind, let's say you don't die. Let's say you just go into a coma, you're incapacitated somehow, or you're held hostage by the Sandinistas or something. Who knows? Somebody needs to go in and continue to make payroll. Wait on customers, serve the family, get the money out for you to pay your ransom, right? Whatever.
Well, and somebody has to have permission to do so.
That's right.
So, you know, the simplest thing is think about your day-to-day life in your business and what you do every single day, and then break out those things into the other things that happen. You have contracts, you have distributors, you have customers.
Because it's not easy to break open those things legally. I mean, the courts are really strict about about somebody walking up and saying, we want to break this open. Where's the owner? Well, he's in a coma. Okay, show me. Prove it to me. I mean, it takes time.
So go to, you know, the simplest thing would be go to your attorney and say, how do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not sure what you need to have known, what you need to have written, what you need to have recorded in some way, how you make those permissions available to people, just go sit with your attorney.
Your attorney, your accountant, and your banker. I'd cover that with all three of them, and let them work together. Hey, Debbie, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Will you come back soon? Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.